Understanding Canadian Privacy Laws for CCTV Monitoring, 2025 Full Guide, Summary. This comprehensive guide explains how Canadian privacy laws, including PIPEDA, PIPA, FIPPA, and provincial regulations govern the use of CCTV cameras in homes, condos, workplaces, businesses, and public spaces. Whether you're in Ontario, British Columbia, Quebec, or Alberta, this blog clarifies where and how you can legally install cameras, store footage, notify the public, and avoid violating privacy laws. With official links, sector-specific tips, and real-world examples. Why Canadians must understand CCTV law in 2025. More Canadians than ever are installing security cameras, especially after a surge in porch piracy and package theft. Vehicle break-ins, retail store theft and vandalism, tenant disputes and condo safety issues. But most people, including landlords, board members, and shop owners, don't realize that unauthorized surveillance can violate federal and provincial privacy laws, opening the door to lawsuits, regulatory investigations, and reputational damage. Whether you run a Toronto apartment building or a convenience store in Vancouver, understanding privacy compliance isn't optional, it's legal survival. What exactly is personal information under Canadian law? Before diving into what's legal, you need to know what the law protects. In Canada, personal information is any recorded information about an identifiable individual, including face or body on camera, license plates, employee movements or actions, audio of a private conversation. Video recordings that show people in identifiable ways are subject to privacy law. Even if your intent is safety, if you're capturing and storing personal information, you're bound by federal or provincial laws. Breakdown of Canadian privacy laws for CCTV. 2.1 PIPEDA, Personal Information Protection and Electronic Documents Act. Applies to all commercial activity in provinces without their own private sector laws, e.g., Ontario, Manitoba. Key CCTV obligations. Must have a clear, legitimate purpose for surveillance. Must post visible signage alerting people to cameras. Must only record what is necessary. Must give individuals access to footage containing them. Must have a data retention policy. Read PIPEDA from the Privacy Commissioner of Canada 2.2 PIPA, British Columbia and Alberta's private sector law. Applies to private organizations in BC and Alberta. Key points. Organizations must conduct privacy risk assessments. Must demonstrate that surveillance is the least privacy-invasive way to achieve your goal. Footage must be securely stored, encrypted, and only kept for necessary duration. BCOIPC, Video Surveillance in the Private Sector 2.3 FIPPA, Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. Applies to public bodies like municipalities, schools, hospitals. Requires policy approval for each new camera location. Privacy impact assessments before implementation. Annual audit of footage use and access logs. 2.4 MFIPPA, Ontario's Municipal Surveillance Law. Applies to municipal institutions, e.g., TTC, libraries, city property, requires limited collection. Access controls. Compliance with signage regulations. Information and Privacy Commissioner of Ontario, MFIPPA. 2.5 Quebec, Bill 64, Law 25. 2023 to 2025 reforms, Quebec's new privacy law now imposes stricter controls than any other province. Key changes. Mandatory privacy officers. Must destroy data after purpose fulfilled. Surveillance must be proportional and documented in policy. Commission d'accès à l'information du Québec. Where can you legally place security cameras? Location. Legal. Notes. Private home. Own property. Check mark OK as long as cameras stay on your property. Condo common areas, lobby, garage, checkmark. With signage and board approval. Inside tenants unit, crossmark. Illegal under all privacy laws. Bathrooms or changing rooms, crossmark. Always illegal. Public streets, by private citizens, crossmark. Only government agencies allowed. Business storefront, checkmark. With signage and limited audio. Staff break room, crossmark. Considered private space. Warehouse, stockroom, checkmark. If purpose is loss prevention or safety. Audio surveillance, heavily restricted. Under Section 184 of the Criminal Code, it is illegal to intercept a private conversation unless you are a party to it. That means, you cannot record customer conversations at a checkout. You cannot install cameras with mics in waiting areas. Even with signage, audio recording is risky unless you collect explicit, written consent. Canada Criminal Code Section 184. What about smart cameras, doorbells, and cloud storage? Smart surveillance systems like Ring, Nest, and Arlo fall under the same rules. You are still responsible for where they point, can't face into a neighbor's window or public sidewalk.